Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Patriots Training Camp Recap Podcast for day 15 of 2021 Training Camp. I'm Alex Barth from 98.5 The Sports Hub. I am joined by Evan Lazar, who covers the Patriots for CLNS Media. He was in Philadelphia for the last 2 days for both of the Patriots joint practices with the Eagles. And Evan, we'll get right into day two. I think the big story out of camp today was Kevon Wallace, right? Did I get that name right? Yeah,
Kevon Wallace, slot corner for the Eagles from Clemson. Yeah.
Yep. Chirping Cam Newton, calling him check down king. Now, I think it's a misunderstood point a lot, in at least from a fan point of view, that check downs are a bad thing. Sometimes that's the right read. Check downs move the ball. Do you think Cam Newton was too reliant on check downs today? Did Wallace have a point?
Well, there were a lot of throws underneath the defense. The Patriots and the Eagles worked 7-on-7 in the red zone, so you're near the goal line. And the Eagles did a nice job of taking away some of those deeper plays into the end zone at times in practice today and forced Cam to check the ball down. But I think what the good thing about it was that Cam wasn't forcing the ball into covered receivers down the field just for the sake of throwing the football down the field. Mac Jones's interception on the day was a total forced pass to Devin Asiasi that never stood a chance. Cam took what the defense gave him. If it was a check down, he took the check down and took the yards and kept the offense on schedule and moving forward. So in a lot of ways, it was, like you said, Alex, he took what the defense was giving him. He took what was there. He wasn't too greedy and didn't put the ball up for grabs. So it was good process for Cam Newton to do what he did today. And he still had found a really good rhythm, especially late in practice, with a couple of touchdowns to a few different receivers.
What was the quarterback summation? Both guys struggled at times yesterday. I know they closed strong. Today was a better day for the quarterbacks.
It was a better day for the quarterbacks. I think they combined. Cam was 11-13 with a drop, and Mac was 12-13 with the interception or something like that. So very few incompletions for either QB out there today. And I thought early on, it felt like Mac, who seems to really start hot and then has some middle periods in practice where he struggles and comes on again late. He had a throw right at the beginning of practice. The second throw that he attempted was a rare 11-on-11 rep. They didn't do a ton of throwing in 11-on-11s, but they did on this particular play, where he felt the rush coming off the right side, stepped up in the pocket, took his eyes from the right sideline to the left side of the field, and hit James White in stride on a corner route on a beautiful teardrop type throw. And you saw that play and you said, wow, there it is. You know, there's a franchise play. And then the interception kind of took a little bit of the luster away from Mac Jones's overall performance. But a much cleaner day from the two Patriots QBs. Mac's interception was the only ball that was really truly up for grabs at today's practice.
And then the offensive line, we had Phil Perry on the show yesterday. He talked about, you know, he thought a lot of the quarterback struggles and the struggles running the ball as well had to do with the offensive line, both the starters and the reserves struggling. Obviously today, if it was a lot of 7-on-7, you don't see him as much, but by your observations, did the offensive line have a better day today?
It seemed like that way. They did do some one-on-ones against the Eagles defensive line. And this is, as we talked about on our pod, a very, very good Eagles defensive line, right? You have Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham and Derek Barnett and a whole slew of players up front, Josh Sweat, all guys that can get after the passer really well. And Trent Brown and Shaq Mason, the first two reps of one-on-ones out there this morning, beat Graham and Cox in respective reps. And you saw, okay, that's what we're looking for out of the Patriots starting offensive line. And then later on in practice, very end of practice, they worked 11-on-11s, goal line drills, and the Patriots were able to run the football into the end zone a few times on the starting line for the Eagles. So it felt like a better day for the offensive line overall, but there weren't a ton of pass rush reps, as you said, in true 11-on-11 since it was so heavy on the 7-on-7s.
Are you concerned about the tight end position at all? Devin Asiasi was the only tight end on the field today, or at least participating. They're using Jakob Johnson as a tight end now. You know, they're already thin. Troy Fumagalli not being there. The Patriots need to make one more roster cut by 4 p.m. Maybe he's that guy. I feel like it would be tough the way the numbers work right now. It kind of feels like the tight end position is getting away from him here.
I would say I'm not concerned in terms of the injuries, because for everything that you hear on Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith is that these are training camp injuries, right? These aren't severe in-season type of injuries that would hold them out of games necessarily, but at this time of year, there's no reason to push it, especially with Hunter Henry, a shoulder injury as a blocking tight end. Not that he's only a blocker, but that's going to be a big part of his job here in New England, and you don't want to mess with his shoulder or his upper body like that. Similarly, a low ankle sprain for Johnny, I think, is great news. It's not a high ankle sprain. Those can be really bad. Low ankle sprain should be fine in a couple of weeks, if not sooner. But I think the concern that I have isn't necessarily about their health overall, is that the Patriots are now running out of time and sort of wasting time because of these injuries with building chemistry and figuring out their pieces and how this whole offense is going to fit together. So we see it out at practice. Cam and Mac don't have the two tight ends that this offense is really built around to throw the football right to. You're not getting those reps. You're not getting those chemistry situations. Today was a very heavy red zone day against an opponent in the Eagles, not your own defense. Would have been nice to be able to throw to your two tight ends in a red zone. On the other side of the ball, Dallas Goedert and Zach Ertz were all over the field for the Eagles. So it felt like the Patriots were missing that position a lot today. And it also just, like I said, the offense week one against Miami, you figure, is going to be Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry heavy. And without those two guys out there in practice, you're not exactly getting that chemistry and getting those reps that they might need.
Well, it does sound a little bit like, and again, this is for me just observing on Twitter, that N'Keal Harry kind of filled that role in the red zone today. It sounds like he had another good day. And I've talked about this a ton, that Bill Belichick puts a ton of stake into these joint practices. He sees them very useful in terms of player evaluation, figuring out the roster. So N'Keal Harry with two good days here. We still don't know what the status of that trade request is, but it feels like it. If there was any doubt left, he certainly played his way onto the roster over the last 2 days.
I'd find it hard to believe N'Keal Harry is not on this team unless the team comes and blows them away with a trade offer, right? If a team comes with a third or a fourth round pick and Harry still doesn't really want to be here, then obviously maybe they still ship him out. But they're not going to send N'Keal Harry out now for a conditional sixth round pick.
They're not going to move him just to move him, is what you're
right,
saying.
Right, exactly. He has played well enough in camp to warrant a roster spot, certainly. In the last 2 days of practice, and I know a lot of Patriots fans are going to listen to this and say, well, he was a no-show against Washington. Practice is practice. It has to translate. Absolutely. But today against the Eagles, yesterday against the Eagles, two really strong practices. He went 3-0 in one-on-ones on Monday. In Monday's practice, then he caught the go ball from Mac Jones down the left sideline at the end of practice for a touchdown. Today, just kind of sitting down in between zone coverages on the goal line, making himself big, boxing guys out, just kind of finding those soft spots in the middle of the zone defense and being able to just kind of make himself big. And those are the types of plays that you want to see out of a 6'3" receiver. It wasn't so much the contested ball go up and high point a back shoulder fade or something like that. It was more so finding those soft spots, making himself quarterback friendly, and just sitting in those soft spots of the zone and making those grabs. He had two of them today in red zone work. And you do see that skill set come out. And we've talked about it a lot, Alex, that that's a skill set that the rest of the wide receiver group doesn't necessarily have, right? Nelson Aguilar, right. Kendrick Bourne, Jacoby Myers, not really 6'3" contested catch type of receivers. So N'Keal brings another element. He brings another dynamic. Has he got his flaws? Certainly. But he also brings some things to the table that the other guys on the depth chart don't bring to the table.
So how important, I guess not how important is it for him to have a big game on Thursday, but what are you looking for him to do on Thursday, you know, after that kind of dud performance last week against Washington?
He definitely has to do something more in the game than what he did against Washington, because it's great to practice well, and that's always encouraging when a player practices well. And usually, as Bill Belichick would say, practice performance leads to game reality, right? When you practice well, usually you start to play well in the games. But that's got to come to fruition for N'Keal Harry. And I think the one thing that you can specifically look at, and he had some reps against him today during drills, but it wasn't mano-a-mano as much as you'd like to see, going up against Darius Slay, right? If Darius Slay does play in the game on Thursday night and does play some extended reps, if they can get N'Keal Harry lined up opposite of Darius Slay a few times and see if he can make something happen against a really good cornerback, then maybe you can start to see some of those flashes and say, maybe the light turned on. Maybe he has turned that corner. Maybe we do have something here now with N'Keal Harry. If he disappears in the game once again, you have to put some stock into that. You have to consider it. Why isn't he elevating himself in the games like he is in practice? I think that that is going to be a big factor. And as we know with Bill Belichick, the game is the final exam, right? Practice is the study sessions, and the game is the final exam. So eventually it does need to show up on the game tape.
On the defensive side of the ball, it sounds like, and again, I wasn't there, so I'll let you explain it, but just based off Twitter, it sounds like there were some new developments or changing developments at the cornerback position today.
Yeah, Juwan Williams for the second straight day repped at outside corner with the starting defense. And you look at Williams, and when I watched him a couple of times closely today just to see how he was doing at that spot, and he doesn't look out of place. He doesn't look like he's swimming and in over his head necessarily when receivers break off quick routes underneath, quick slants, dig routes, things that are more faster hitting than maybe a go ball or a fade or something. Juwan Williams tends to have some issues with tracking that and staying glued to the receiver at the top of the route. But when he's allowed to just play on the boundary and play a deep ball, he's actually pretty solid in that role. I think more importantly was kind of the domino effect that it had on the Patriots secondary today, and that was allowing them to move Jalen Mills inside the formation over the slot at linebacker safety positions. And that definitely is where he's more suited to play than out on the boundary at outside corner. So whether it's a placeholder for Stephon Gilmore just so that they can get Jalen Mills reps inside the formation or not, it does seem like the coaches were optimistic about Williams' performance on Thursday night against Washington enough to give him the reps with the starters the last couple of days and see what he's made of. And he didn't do terribly, right? He definitely wasn't out there picking off every pass or anything like that, but he didn't look like he didn't belong with the rest of the starting defense. And I think it means good things for Mills as well, because he needs to move inside and he's not going to be an outside corner full time for the Patriots.
Is Justin Bethel still getting reps on the boundary?
Not as much with the starting defense. There wasn't a ton of opportunities to see the backup defense out there the last 2 days because they were so focused on making the most out of these reps, right? So a lot of these depth guys didn't play as much as they would in a normal training camp practice. But he has been out there a little bit. Like I said, Juwan Williams has been out there a little bit. Mike Jackson is still playing some reps out there at outside corner. He had some ups and downs the last couple of days. But the Eagles wide receiving corps is not exactly – this isn't the Chiefs or the Bucks or something like that where they're sending out all these great receivers. So you do want to see some good play from those Patriots corners in a matchup like this. And we saw it sometimes, but we also saw it other times go the other direction. Even J.C. Jackson struggled a few times on some notable reps, right? A lot of the reps, yeah. J.C. Jackson was fine, but one or two of the plays, he did get beat in practice.
Have you seen, and feel free to say no to this, have you seen Stephon Gilmore there? Obviously, he didn't practice, but do you know if he made the trip?
I haven't seen him. I didn't spot him out there. We did see guys like Jonathan Jones, for example, was on the sideline today during practice, even though he didn't participate. Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith are here in Philadelphia, but I haven't seen Stephon Gilmore.
Okay, just wondering, just curious, you know, maybe if he's there and he's taking in things closely, it's a sign maybe he's coming back sooner rather than later, but I won't read into it too much one way or the other. Just because it's been 2 days, I didn't get a chance to talk about this with Phil yesterday. Any update on Quinn Nordine? I know Folk didn't practice again today.
It was a Quinn Nordine show again. It looked like he went 3 for 3. The refs were there today, but they didn't put up the hands for good or bad on the last kick. So it was kind of unclear from our vantage point whether it did go through. It looked like it was pretty close, but he was hitting from about 46, 48 yards in practice today. They did the typical, as you know, you've been out at plenty of practices where they run the 2-minute drill or they run the red zone drill. And then they say, okay, third down, they didn't get it. Fourth down, we're going to kick the field goal. Field goal team comes on. They did that a couple of times at the end of practice. And he looked like he made all three of the kicks from about, like I said, 46, 48 yard range.
So before we let you go here, we know Bill Belichick has a tendency of signing guys he faces in joint practices, guys he sees in joint practices. And outside of, you know, we know he'd be interested potentially in Zach Ertz. We know Fletcher Cox is a good player and a guy who, if he became available, Bill Belichick likely would have some interest in. I'm talking further down on the depth chart. Doesn't necessarily have to be this year, but down the road, was there any depth players on the Eagles that stood out to you that you saw them and you thought, wow, yeah, this guy, I could see this guy in New England. I could see this guy playing for Bill Belichick.
That's a good question. I think the one player that I saw that has some Patriots-like skills, and I'm not sure the Eagles are going to be ready to give up on him, is linebacker Jannard Avery, who kind of plays that hybrid edge role that the Patriots like. Now, the Patriots have tons of bodies there, so I don't know necessarily they would look at that spot. But in terms of what they do schematically, I would say the Eagles and the Patriots have two very, very different systems on offense and defense, especially on defense, where the Eagles tend to stray more towards a 4-3 front. The Patriots are typically more 3-4. There isn't a ton of overlap in there that I see, at least in terms of techniques and things like that. But Avery's one player that can play on the line. He can play a little bit off. He can rush the passer. He can do different types of things kind of in that Winovich, Uche type of mold. So maybe that's a player that down the line could come here eventually. I'd love to steal one of their offensive linemen or defensive linemen. So I would look in the trenches because that seems to be the real strength of the Eagles roster. The other name that I'll drop, I don't think that he's going anywhere. I think that they're going to kind of play out the string with him, is Jalen Reagor, who I loved in college, loved in the draft. He's struggled a little bit with Philadelphia. They drafted him 2 years ago in the first round, and they came back and drafted Devontae Smith in the first round again. So they had to address wide receiver again. He's a burner. He's an absolute speedster. He can fly. The Patriots only have Nelson Aguilar on the wide receiver depth chart in terms of guys that can get up the field like that. So maybe as a kind of backup to Nelson Aguilar, if Aguilar gets hurt or something like that happens, let's hope it doesn't. But if it does, then Jalen Reagor is one player that I think is sort of on the bubble here in Philadelphia, just in terms of his future, right? They're not going to cut a former first round.
Well, it could be down the road too. Like sometimes he doesn't go out and get them that off season. Sometimes it's 2 or 3 years later.
So Jalen Reagor reminds me sort of like a Philip Dorsett type of situation.
Okay. Interesting.
Right. A first round pick who's really a one trick pony in terms of getting up the field and being a downfield threat and hasn't exactly developed in the way that they were hoping he would. He made a couple of nice plays.
Have you seen the catch he made today over Michael Jackson's going around on Twitter?
That was the highlight of the day for both teams. Right. And he can make those types of plays at the catch when he had something, I don't remember it off the top of my head, but he had an insane vertical jump at the combine. And a lot of people talked about that in terms of his explosiveness, right? Coming off the line of scrimmage, he has this explosiveness in his lower half. But we've saw him high point to quite a few balls out at practice the last couple of days. So maybe it's clicking for Reagor as well. I wouldn't quite put him in the N'Keal Harry category for the Eagles, but it's a similar situation in that it was a high draft pick at a position of need, and it hasn't exactly panned out yet.
So Jalen Reagor, Jannard Avery, and then yesterday we had Phil Perry say Alex Singleton. So those are the three players to watch maybe as potential Patriots here coming out of this
joint
practice.
Phil gave you a real deep sleeper. I went with the first and second round picks. Yeah, I think Avery was a second rounder.
It's a little different there, but you never know. I actually have it right here as a fifth rounder in 2018. So there you go.
There you go.
Fifth round. All right. Evan Lazar covers the Patriots for CLNS Media. You can follow him on Twitter for all of his training camp coverage at EZ Lazar. Evan, thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem, Alex.